Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The choice of a lawyer is important and shouldn't be based on an ad.
After a serious car accident, people have two questions. Why me and what now? Well, no one knows why you, but I'm Terry Crouppen, and my law firm, Brown & Crouppen, sure can help with the what now. Car repairs, medical bills, lost wages, pain and suffering. We're Brown & Crouppen, and we've got all those answers. All you have to do is call. 222-2222.
Makes me want to shake my ass.
Freaky little thing.
Well, who says you can't?
Find out money, so I think she kind of snooty. I don't really care. I just want to see her nudie. Captain Fools hit a pillage and plunder. I'm in for that booty, then I'm going down under.
Drop it down, Doug.
To kill, but the pleasure. Deep sea diving, searching for her treasure. I'm a debonair, bucking it with no fear. I want what I want right now. Give it here. With the stretchy pants, color lavender. Bring it to the floor, girl. Let me see your rear.
Party Cove this weekend, Doug. They'll be banging this one.
Bring it to the floor. Let me see your toes. Really, the lyrics that I just heard?
Well, did you expect a...
We wonder why music has gone to hell.
You expected a Bob Dylan like lyricist on a song called Treat Me Like a Pirate and Give Me That Booty? This is the Appliance Discounters 8 o'clock hour here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Get involved. You know, make this show your own. This is the people's show. We want people to call in. We want people to text in. You can do that on the EDF Group text inbox. That's at 314-881-TMA5. You can also call in, and you'll talk to KG and O-Town in the temporary Seckman Studios. That's 636-904-TMA. And you can get involved. If you don't like the show today, that's on you. We're letting it out to the people. You control the narrative.
Because this is the show that we will turn into the Marconi people.
Right. This is the one.
Awards consideration.
This is the one. This is the one. This is the one that people they'll remember us for. Is this presentation?
And it's kind of the idea is you want to cancel Tim? This is what you get.
We're sticking it to you.
Mm-hmm.
Tim is out today. He is in Las Vegas, so I am in here running point. Douglas Elvin Vaughn to my right. Darren the Plowlock Atkins right in front of me. And to my left, whenever he does return from break, Ken Iggy Strode. And then, of course, and we'll do Horton Watkins Studios today. The Seckman Studios, KG Notown. Shout out to KG Notown. I texted him yesterday saying, hey, Tim's out tomorrow. If you can, do you think you'd come in? And he made accommodations to come in here.
Really?
He switched things around in his schedule to come here. And I couldn't be more thankful because I'll be honest, on days where I'm running point and doing my job that I usually do, it gets a little... I get a little bit of a headache.
Really?
It's just a lot. Because you have to run back in there and do all that. It's a whole thing. And plus, we can't have callers on when days we're all in here. So shout out to KG Notown. Much appreciated, brother.
Really, I got you, buddy.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Well, thank you, KG.
Anything for you, Doug?
Yeah, anything for these Redbirds, Doug. Little victory yesterday on getaway day. Low-scoring game. Those who took the under, who listened to Balloon Party yesterday with me and Tim, know that the under was taken yesterday and it covered without a sweat. So
that lineup, yeah.
Yeah, and so the lineup was out and the number was still 9.5. So I had to, I had no choice but to put the under in. And
They needed
innings out of Miles Michaelis. The bullpen tad depleted, and they got exactly that, Doug. Seven innings.
Seven shutout innings.
Seven shutout innings.
Five
for Miles
hits
Michaelis.
Didn't walk anybody.
Yeah, great. He's been since. You know, the start of the season, it was like Montgomery was the thing that was holding the ship together.
Yeah.
And now it's Michaelis and to an extent Flaherty, even though it's more of a coin flip. And now Montgomery's kind of looking like the problem child at the moment.
And he can't get any run support either.
They back home this weekend or they still on the road?
Nope, they're going to Cleveland. Yeah.
And they got Livertor pitching today.
Matthew Livertor on the mound. So I asked Tim this on Balloon Party yesterday, and I'm curious your thoughts on this, Doug. With Steven Matz and his situation, we talked to John Dent yesterday also on 101 ESPN, and he was saying how big this start is Tuesday for Steven Matz, because you'd have to think if Livertor has a good start tonight and Matz continues to kind of mess around.
Yeah.
Liberatore is probably your fifth starter, and Matz moves to long relief.
I would do that. Sure.
Right.
Why wouldn't you? How much do you have to see?
Right.
I mean, we're two full months into the season now, and it's you almost chalk it up to an L every time he's pitching.
Right.
Almost.
But when do you put him in there? I don't want him in the relief. I don't want him on the roster.
Well, like, what's he doing? You want to DFA him? You want to Madison Bumgarner him?
Eat the money. You got to eventually, at some point with these signings, you're losing games because of them. I think you set pride aside, DFA him, pay him whatever the hell you got left, and move on. I really don't understand. We have three more years of this. And he's signed, so he is going to, I don't know if they're ever going to move him to the relief role because they have three more years as being paid as a high-level starter.
Yeah. But you think they're just going to keep treading him? You prefer them to tread him out there as a starter?
There's no way they put him in relief. No way.
What do you think they're going to do with him? They're not going to DFA him.
They might try to get him straightened out.
He never pitched out of the bullpen in a career, and he has a 6 or 7 ERA, and you want that guy to come in high-leverage situations or any situation
not high leverage. You're going to have games where it's 7 to nothing, one way you're winning or losing. Every team's got that pitcher that's got to eat those innings when the games are no longer on the line. And you owe him the money whether he pitches or not, so you may as well take him out at this point. Because 100%. You can't just keep losing games.
Well, why not just DFA him, pay him the money, and get Graceffo or somebody that you can maybe trust? You can't trust the guy on the mound, so like you're paying him $11 million to do nothing.
Mad Bum still out there?
I believe so.
Yeah. That's probably not the answer.
No, probably not, but go take a flyer on him.
If the Diamondbacks DFA, then why would the Cardinals?
No, because maybe...
They took a flyer on Matz.
They paid him a lot of money.
Yeah.
Just take another flyer.
I think they'll give Lobitor 2 starts. I bet you they put Matz on the IL, and when Matt comes back, regardless of how Lobitor pitches, Matz will be in the rotation. There's no way they're taking him out of there.
For reference, Steven Matz this year is 0-6, ERA of 5.7.
Solid.
And 50 innings pitched with a 1.7 whip.
Are you on Baseball Reference?
Indeed.
Will you look at his Cardinal record? Like, just look at...
He was 5-3 last year.
And it's hilarious.
48 games pitched.
Well, it would be valuable to have someone in long relief who could come in and give you 3 or 4 innings.
100%. Yeah.
I don't know who else they've got that can do that right
this
now.
This guy
James Nail.
He can't.
But he got sent down, yeah.
He can't give you 3 or 4 innings. Again, like, I'm confused, like, what, you move him to relief? I don't care if it's up 10, down 10 scenario. You're paying a guy $11 million to maybe have an appearance every 10 days. I'd rather just get rid of the dude and have somebody else that can actually appear and you can trust outside of, you know, games where it'll blow out one side or the next.
If they had that guy, maybe they'd do it.
Maybe they do, but they're being blocked because Steven Matz is on this roster. That's all I'm saying. I'd rather just pay the $30 million that's left and not have to trot him out. He ain't going to lose you a bunch of games, whether it be in the bullpen or whether it's going to be as a starter. He's not somebody you can rely on.
Well,
so
it would be
moving
great.
Him in a situation doesn't mean he's going to come out and give you 3 solid innings because he's never done that as a Cardinal.
It would be great if you could have 13 pitchers that you could all trust in high-leverage situations when the game is on the line. But not many teams have that, and certainly the Cardinals don't have that. So you do need somebody to eat some innings in the ugly games. And I think the more likely scenario is that's what he becomes.
Usually you want those guys to be $750,000 a year guys.
Oh, yeah, it's not ideal.
$1 million a year guys.
It's certainly not an ideal situation, but I'm just thinking if I was the guy calling the shots and I was the one who offered him this many millions of dollars, I would try to find some use for him rather than just cut him loose.
Yeah, 100%.
I agree with Tim. I think if Liberatore goes out and
Tim's not even here.
Well, Jackson was talking about Bloom Party. If Liberatore goes out and has a good start, and Matz wets the bed again, I think he's either in the rotation or, like Paul said, he goes on the IL with some mysterious injury.
Well, yeah, they're going to put him on the shelf for at least 2 Liberatore starts.
You kind of wonder what they've been waiting for with Liberatore because he's been very good in AAA all year.
Yeah, and he got starts last year, too. So
yeah, and it was terrific in spring training for the most part.
Yeah.
What Jordan Walker? Are we ever going to see him again?
He had a big double last night, clobbered one, went off the wall, and legged it out to get the second. It was great to see.
I don't know
swing
why.
Looks good.
Why he made the opening day roster? Were they just
because he was the best player they had in spring training?
I know, but if this is their plan, it's so weird that regardless of what he did the first 2 weeks, he's going to be sent down. It's so weird to me that a team would have that idea in their head and make this video about him making the everyday roster because he's a great player and he can work through the good and the bad. And then right when a little bit of bad happens, they send him down. Man, it just looks bad.
Yeah, I hear you on that. And the ground ball thing is one thing, but I just think he was not good in the outfield. Like he was clearly that's not the position. I mean, he plays third base. He's a third baseman. He's learning the outfield, and you don't want a guy out there who's a defensive liability in the outfield. You can't have that.
Certainly not in right. I wonder if he'd be better suited in left field.
I thought he was going to play left field.
As a third baseman, he's making that throw kind of that side of the diamond. That might be more logical. Right-handed thrower works better in left field. I think if you're going to screw around with Burleson and Mercado and anyone else you can find as an outfielder, and these guys aren't – Mercado's had a couple big games, but small sample size.
Burleson's
why not just put Walker out there in left field and Newt Barr in center and mix and match a little in right? Or Donovan, Edmund, pick one. Gorman at second, Donovan, Edmund in right. And there you – and just let it go.
No team do the top prospects. I mean, what the Mariners did with Julio Rodriguez in the first month and not even having an RBI and still grinding through him, finished as rookie of the year. He's having a little bit of a slump this year, but you can't have a quick trigger finger with these guys. They're still 20 years old, man. There's a mental deficiency to that, sending them down.
Now,
getting them hyped up, sending them down. It's like
– now,
to me, a waiting game.
Plazzi, to be fair, when Juan Soto was available last year – would you not have been okay with Nolan Gorman being traded as a part of that?
100%. I was I'm not going to back down from that. It would have been.
Now you see.
It would have been not a great trade, but you don't know how Juan Soto would be doing in a Cardinal.
No, of course not.
Those stats are not the same as what he would be. We're playing different lineups. It's all different. So Nolan Gorman is great, but I still would have traded Nolan Gorman in a package for Juan Soto. Yeah.
Gorman might be the best hitter they have right
100%.
Now.
He looks amazing.
He looks better than Goldschmidt, certainly better than Arenado this year.
Well, go-ahead RBI yesterday, Doug.
Well, he's got a 15-game hitting streak, and he doesn't even start all those games.
That's the problem.
40 ribbies.
Yeah, how he's ever out of the lineup against any pitching, I don't know.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I'm glad they didn't make the trade, but I'm not going to back down and go, oh, I didn't want Norman in
15-game hitting streak is a curse.
Why?
Didn't Walker have a 15-game hitting streak to start the season?
13.
Yeah, Marmol doesn't need to.
But he wasn't doing it with RBIs like Gorman's doing in power.
I just think with the outfield situation where it is, and Walker has such a high ceiling, you just put him out there and live with whatever you get. And if nothing else, he's getting lots of experience, just like Gorman needed it last year. And now look, give that same experience to Walker on an everyday basis and see what he can do.
I'd bet he's up. By the time we're at TMA Day at the ballpark, and you can go sign up for TMA Day at the ballpark at TMASDL.com. June 14th, we'll be doing a live show at Salt and Smoke beforehand, then we'll go walk over to the ballpark and hang out. It's going to be great.
We can't get a ride?
I think...
you can literally... Have you not been...
It's across the street, but hey, thousands of fans, you think we can just walk in public like that?
Right, and we'll be in be walking like an entourage. So.
Right, signing and taking pictures.
Well, Bucks up in KG and kind of our security team.
Does Salt and Smoke have a nice place to park there?
No.
I don't know.
You're going to... I actually have a secret lot.
You better carpool so we don't have to all pay.
To ooh, park. Doug, pick us all up.
Oh.
I think I'm going to go with the TMA van.
I was going to say, riding that new van.
I can take the minivan that morning.
Yeah.
That morning, and we can all hop
in. I got a pretty good spot. I'll tell you about when we're off the air.
I do, too.
And
I think, you have a good spot as well, so I think we could utilize either one of ours and get it done.
If I get there early enough, I can park in the media parking.
Oh, I mean, we'll be getting there before the show at 7 a.m., so.
Is there even any media parking left
they
down there?
It's right off, I think, Chestnut. Probably on the street right before you get to the street where you walk to the ballpark and Ballpark Village and all that. But they still have media park there. I mean, it's not, doesn't say media parking, but they let the cars alone as long as you put something in your windshield, like a media credential or something that lets people know you're from the media.
Oh.
Can park there.
Okay.
That's usually what I do for bobblehead days.
My point in bringing that up was June 14th, Flag Day. Do you think Jordan Walker will be back up with the team? That's about 2.5 weeks from now, 3 weeks?
I think somebody's going to have to get hurt. Somebody's going to have to get hurt for that to happen.
Yeah. I'd say no.
But, I mean, they've brought up Mercado over him and Yepes and those guys. I just, I don't know what they need to see from him. But if he's just, and maybe they see that he's just not ready to play the outfield in the major leagues yet, and so they need to give him more reps. And if you're not going to do that every day in the majors, do it in the minors. He never played AAA. He went straight from AA right to the majors.
No, this is called the new way of manipulating service time again. I know they changed it, and people think you can't do it, but you can do it. And if you look at what Jordan Walker, I think the time has come or has already passed if he doesn't get called up and play a certain amount of games or be up in the major
league
system.
There's a thing if you were to win rookie of the year.
Have to be 178 days in the major leagues. And the way they did it is perfect because they're manipulating service time. They don't have to, they can call him up probably mid-June and still be able to get that full year of control. And people think it's crazy. Probably a good business move. But that's what this is. This is banking on another year of service time for Jordan Walker. It's not having him work on things in AAA. You can work on things here if you wanted to play every day, which they chose to do so in April. I just don't know what changed outside of saving another year for a superstar. It's smart on their part, but it's dumb to paint any kind of narrative outside of that.
It's hard for me to believe. If he could handle third base defensively, he couldn't handle left field.
Yeah, that seems weird. It just seems like he wasn't getting good jumps on the
ball. They put anybody in left field. If Nolan Arenado went out to play left field, he'd be the best damn left fielder you've ever seen in your life. If you can handle third or short, you can certainly handle left field.
Yeah, that's odd. Doug, we got back-to-back texts here. Someone says, I agree. Gummy says, I agree with Tim, too. And then the Austin Ass Hanky says, I agree with Tim. It doesn't matter that he's on a plane right now and hasn't been on the air in 22 hours. Yeah. I still agree with Tim.
No, if you listen to the show, he said, listen to the show, Jackson said on Balloon Party yesterday. So I'm talking about what he said on Balloon Party.
Yeah. I think Denton was the one who said it, but it was certainly.
Tim gets credit for it, though.
I would say so.
Yeah.
I would absolutely say so. This will be great when Jordan Walker signs with the Dodgers in 6 years. That service time manipulation has to piss them off. That's from the 314.
And I think he's well, like, I know he's only 20, but or 21, he reminds me of like a 26-year-old player when you hear him talk, and obviously physically as well.
Incredibly intelligent.
So he probably doesn't care about this as much as myself I don't know.
It's all part of the process.
It's got to sting, man, because that video they did, I hate it more so now because you get a guy so hyped up making the roster and doing historic things with the hitting streak and immediately getting called back down while you're watching Burleson, you know, go out there and just swing and miss, and Donovan's having an okay to down year. They're poised to play for him. And the fact that he isn't because he's, quote-unquote, hitting too many ground balls. What, you want to strike out? You want to have Burleson instead?
Yeah. Look, I like the feel-good stories, like when they had the video of Marmol telling Walker you made the team.
Yeah.
I like to see the video of him getting called in and saying, hey, guess what, you're going back down.
That would be amazing, actually.
And the music.
Yeah.
When you didn't win the game show. The players' union probably wouldn't like that.
Probably not as much.
You said Donovan. I love Brendan Donovan.
Me too.
Ball player.
This guy is fantastic defensively wherever they put him.
I love the guy too.
I mean, unbelievably good with the glove.
I meant offensively. I do like Brendan Donovan.
Mediocre hitter.
Yeah, I do like that you can plug and play him in a lot of different places.
Yeah, to me, he and Edmund are the same player.
Kind of.
And that's your trade bait.
Yeah, I would say I think Edmund would probably be more likely.
Well, and more value too.
Right, he's like a prototypical, so is Donovan, but they're both like prototypical leadoff hitters. You can plug and play anywhere.
Edmund can play short. I don't know. We haven't seen Donovan play short.
No,
we
have not.
I think if you package Edmund
lefty,
and O'Neill. Isn't
Donovan a lefty?
No.
Oh, okay. Couldn't be sorrier.
Thrower. He wouldn't be playing second base or third base.
Right, you're right.
We're baseball savants. I had no idea what hand he had.
Just bats lefty. I didn't know.
There's nobody in the major leagues left-handed playing third base or second
shortstop.
Base.
Yeah, or shortstop.
But even when they put him at first base, he was terrific.
Yeah, oh yeah. He can play pretty much anywhere, and he's proven to be a good hitter. Here's Jordan Walker's current stats right now
on
AAA.
Like
he's played 24 games, 111 plate appearances. He is batting .242. With an OPS of .732.
He's raised like 60 points in the last couple of weeks.
He has. He's been a lot better as of recently. But he currently has 13 RBIs and 3 home runs in the minors. So, yeah, he has come on much more so in the recent.
And where is he playing? Is he playing right field?
Yeah, he's playing in the outfield.
Stick him in left field.
I don't know if he's playing right or left. I just see outfield.
Doug's right. Put him in left field and just get him out. If you got him down there. You know, you can see that he's not really good at right field. Stick him in left field, let him play there and see what he does.
He's played all of his games in right field.
I guess that's where they want him to be.
Or DH.
With the a big arm. And the problems he had throwing is because he overthrew everything. I guess he got too excited, too pumped up, and just threw the ball as hard as he possibly could and was sailing over people's head. It would seem like that's pretty easily correctable. If you got any coaches at all, you can correct that, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I agree. Who am I going to fist this weekend? Sweet Sweet Kai or Private Citizen Pete? Decisions, decisions. Maybe both. That's from the recovering alcoholic.
They're trying to get us off the rails.
Well, you got two hands. Go ahead.
Yeah. Sweet Sweet Kai is in West Virginia. It's going to be, you're going to have to travel for that fisting.
It's mining country.
I'll do it.
Coal country.
Gosh.
That's all they do out there is mine.
Tell these, you know, if you're not a miner, you got nothing to do. Get out of there.
Well, there are other industries too there.
Hey, Doug, why don't you just marry Brendan Donovan? That's from Rags and Bones.
What kind of comment is that?
There's a reason I call them Mountaineers. Just nothing but mountains and mining.
Well, there are some other things. I mean, they would say Missouri. You're all farmers, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Nothing but farms in Missouri.
Well, where are you looking?
Where are you looking in West Virginia?
Well, where are you? Yeah.
Well, everywhere you look, there's a mine.
No, there isn't.
Mines, as far as the eye can see.
Mines are plenty.
I tell you what, we drove to D.C. to see Madison's sister a couple years ago, and we drove through just the tip of West Virginia. Don't ruin it.
Yeah, you only go in it for like a couple miles.
Yeah. But we did stop by a Wendy's there, and it was hands down the worst food.
Were there miners there preparing the food?
Tastes like coal.
Covered in soot.
This isn't a shot at West Virginia as a
soot?
State.
It's soot. You said soot.
That's what it is.
It's soot.
It's soot.
Soot.
Oh, okay, now everyone's coming down on this.
You never heard of soot, no doubt, in Ladue. Doggone it. The elitism is really starting to chap my ass.
Didn't have a fireplace? Wood-burning fireplace?
Yeah, but what, does it come with a manual of terminology?
Soot.
Soot.
I'm saying the same thing you're saying.
You said soot.
Soot, soot.
I won't hear of it again.
What's the team that plays in Cincinnati in the NFL?
The Bengals.
Bengals. B-E-N. Bengals.
There's actually, I think, more people say Bengals than you like to think of.
Susanna Hoff on that team?
Yeah. Joe Burrow. Were they covered in soot?
Better. Okay, now we can move along.
Soot.
All coming in there with their mask on, face covered in soot.
Probably can't taste much.
Smell like coal.
That's not the whole state.
Remember the Titans set in West Virginia? I feel like we're Pennsylvania. One of the two.
I know all the right moves is Pennsylvania.
Remember the Titans.
What was a female actress in that?
Who? What film?
Tom Cruise's girlfriend in All the Right Moves.
Not Leah Thompson.
Leah Thompson.
Final answer?
Yeah, she went
full. It was Leah Thompson.
Yeah, because I interviewed her, and I talked about going full frontal. And
oh, gosh, here we are.
Also, Chris Penn was in it, and you were at his bachelor party.
Oh, yeah.
Full circle.
He was a linebacker.
But they were in Pennsylvania, and that was all mining country there. You weren't in the mines. You didn't play football and got out of the city. You're going to be a miner.
Doug, I say Bengals. Go off, King. It's from Big Tuft.
Why would you say Bengals?
It just is better. Bengals, that doesn't sound right.
I hear some people in St. Louis say Cardinals.
Cardinals?
Uh-huh. Cardinals.
I don't mind that.
I have not heard that.
What did your photographer call them?
He said Cardinals. But after the game, he said, let's go to the locker room.
Guys, my son is in the car, and he won't stop crying. Hashtag bring back Tim. That's from Babe Truth.
I always want to be a carny.
Like at a
you
state fair?
You want to be a carny?
Ugh.
Yeah, just
I don't want to judge. I'm not judging.
Set up the rides?
No, you can judge. In this scenario, you can judge.
No,
right?
I mean, it's probably, if you're in college and that's your summer job is traveling around the Midwest or something, it's probably pretty
fun.
You're out of town, you live in, you know. Tents out back. You probably have a girlfriend, Carney.
This is more hobo talk. Are you going to eat the beans out of the train?
It seems more. Your dreams and aspirations are hobo adjacent.
Yeah. You should have been born 100 years ago.
When they close for the night, 200. You go get yourself a burger or a corn dog, whatever they have left over.
And that sounds good to you? A leftover corn dog is what you're aspiring
you
for?
You got the lawn chairs there outside the trailers. You just have a beer with all your Carney friends and relax.
Sounds hideous.
And then you get up the next day and you're running the Tilt-A-Whirl, or you're in charge of the bottle toss.
And someone throws up on you as a
rainbow shower
spins around. And
sit there and hand out teddy bears for a ring toss. That's
the ride breaks down. Throws a dart, hits you in the eyeball.
It's probably fun for the first couple days, and then once you're in town 70 of your tour, you're probably like, I'd rather do anything else than do this.
Oh. I would love to be a fly on the wall. I'd pay good money to be a fly on the wall and listen to some of the worker conversations after they break it down and their hanging out. Like, discussing the rap sheets and
yeah.
Oh, boy.
I'm sure that's
There's
a
no
job where a lot of where a lot of ex-cons can find work to. And
Well, I'm just the little pleasures in life. I was going to go work at a rallies, you know, with a have a old lady girlfriend in Lauderdale.
Yeah, that'd be better.
Carney.
Than being a carny.
Yeah, I think
just rallies would be better.
Fry cook.
But I need that door open in the back with a nice, cool Florida breeze coming through while you're flipping burgers.
Especially like the 9-to-2 shift.
You well, it's get... open 24 hours. You probably get the graveyard shift.
Yeah, to start out. Yeah.
Well, that's fine. That's even better.
Really?
Live off of 4 or 5
It'd be
hours.
Great to leave the door open then.
Midnight to 6 a.m. shift.
We're getting carjacked here at rallies.
But there was a street right next to it with the palm trees going down, lying down the street, and I said, that's what I want to do. And then get off work, just walk around the corner.
Work at rallies.
That would be a really easy thing to do.
My old
for
lady
you.
Girlfriend lives right there. We sit on the porch, have a nice tea.
Wouldn't you rather work at a golf course or something? Be outside in the weather?
How about Palm Firm? Firm. I just saw the rallies.
Around the sport
there.
That you enjoy?
I saw the rallies there by the street with the palm trees.
It seems like to me that a lot of your dreams end with an iced tea on the porch, whether it be farming or this rallies job. Kind of seems like that's kind of what you want, is just to sit on the porch with iced tea.
That's what I used to love to do at my old place. I'd sit on the patio with an iced tea.
Why can't you still do it?
No, because I sit there with an iced tea and, look, bird crap in my iced tea.
What was that noise that I just heard?
Birds are crapping in your cups?
Oh, I sat there, we were eating one night, and I had a bird crap and a pine cone fell into my
Get a Yeti with a lid on it. So there's just a tiny slit left for you to
drink.
I'm still dodging bird crap and falling limbs. And squirrels and
well, if that's so important to you, then
pine needles.
Then request to move to a different apartment that can give you an awning or something.
I'm not moving again.
Well, there's no pleasing you.
I can put.
We're trying to come up with solutions.
I can put an umbrella up. But...
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan, and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Looking for gourmet meals? Try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and my favorite, asparagus. Head to factormeals.com/McKernan50 and use code McKernan50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box. That's code McKernan50 at factormeals.com/McKernan50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
That looks gross, too, because, you know, when the sunlight, you can see through the umbrellas, you look up, they're just covered in bird crap.
And you bought that that nice patio furniture for just $54.
Yeah, it wasn't. It was a wash.
And a little pillow, too, right? What was up with the little pillow? Was that supposed to be one of the cushions to this dollhouse?
I wasn't going
to
get it, so it wasn't matter.
Yeah, furniture.
If you're running a scam where you're trying to sell $54 lawn furniture, why do you even bother with the watch?
Yeah, like, don't even send, like, a complimentary
gift. Yeah, you just said nothing.
Thanks for the watch.
Yeah, I mean, you know I'm going to get my money back.
Because at least you could say, no, we didn't get his order. What? He ordered something? We didn't get it.
I'm having an issue with USPS right now.
Oh, Postal Service taking trash out.
So Madison does a lot of, obviously, shopping. She's, like, involved with, like, this monthly clothing. Like, they send her a bunch of clothes. You pay a subscription.
Oh.
And if you wanted to purchase one of those items, it's a huge, significant discount. And or you can return the clothes at the end of the month.
Really? She's
correct.
Like renting clothes.
It's a rental clothes service.
It's
fantastic.
Like a trial period.
My point is, I do a lot of UPS and USPS returns because of this. This one's an American Eagle purchase.
Tough.
We're luckily blessed that USPS and UPS are about a half mile.
It's just a headache to box it all up again.
So when I go to USPS, they just have me put the packages when there's a full line. Just if you're looking to just send a package, put it on the table on the side. That's what I did.
Oh, yeah.
But now it's been a week and a half, and they still haven't been returned. Nothing is there. There's nothing. And I don't know if they're still at that USPS.
They lost your return.
I don't have a receipt or anything either because you just have to set it on the table and leave. So I'm curious about that.
Now you're going to have to pay for the dress.
No, it's like it's a lot of money worth of clothes, so I want to make sure that that gets taken care of.
I bet there's a lot of women. Find it. A lot of women that would like to do that. Just rent the outfit, wear it once, and send it back.
It's insane because she works. She's an interior designer, so she does have to, you know, she does like to look the part, look fancy, kind of look, you know, flashy, which I'm fine with that.
We used to do
that. She looked great.
When we had the boxing matches and me and Larry Nickel did the...
the coats.
Yeah, we did get coats from Kohl's. They wanted us to match.
Oh, yeah. The gold wide world of sports.
Yeah, there's one one picture of me standing there, and you can see the Kohl's tag hanging over the shoulder.
And you gave it back to Kohl's?
I did. Whoever rented it, whoever bought them from the station, we just gave the coats back, and they took them back to Kohl's.
I imagine the menthol smell on those bad boys.
Yeah, and Larry's sweating straight through there.
What else at the
his lap dances smell like watermelon.
Hey, these smell like a dumpster. Why are you trying to return them?
It's a good reminder to clean the clothes before you wear them after you buy them at the store.
Yeah. Or else you're going to be...
Yeah, who knows what strip club they were in before you bought them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, women can still go in and try on bikinis.
Can you?
Isn't it like used bikinis? I'm sure maybe they keep their underwear on when they try them on, but still, you're going to try on bikinis.
I think trying on hats, too.
If you watch these Voyeur videos that they put out through dressing rooms, these girls are trying on bikinis with no panties on.
I lost consciousness there for a second. Can you say that again? Voyeur videos?
Yeah, hidden videos, they call it.
You're watching these, are you?
I don't know.
Why? It's just girls getting undressed.
Are they aware that they're on camera?
No, I think that they call it hidden videos, but I guarantee it's all staged.
Okay. He uses the screen name.
Latrina 69. What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? They're out there. But I don't think they're really hidden. I think they probably set it up.
Okay.
Now, there is one from, I think, Czechoslovakia, where it's called...
That doesn't exist anymore.
It's called Changing Room Cabins.
But, Doug, they just changed it.
Where they're on the
years
beach.
Years ago.
Maybe it's Russia. I don't know. Yugoslavia.
It's the Czech Republic now.
Yugoslavia does not exist anymore.
The USSR broke up.
It's one of those countries.
We're a bitch.
But they just...
Thanks, Plowsy.
They put these cameras in the changing room at the beach, and the girls going and change, and it's...
They're probably not aware that there's a camera there.
Is that legal?
I'm not doing it. I don't know.
Who knows?
I don't know if it's legal to watch either, though.
These countries don't exist anymore, so they probably got away with
it. It's on Pornhub. You think Pornhub's going to put illegal stuff up there?
Yes. Yes.
They put sex tapes up all the time.
It's not my fault. It's a legal site. I just watch what's on the site. And I'm sure it's all staged anyway.
Guys, can this segment just be called Words? That's Vase Smasher.
We were talking about trying on things and taking things back. And if girl tries on a bikini with her underwear off... That shouldn't be allowed. Now you got her genitalia on that bikini and somebody else is going to buy it?
That's why you wash your clothes after you buy them in a store.
Doug, when you try on pants, you usually go with no underwear, right? Just to get the true fit.
You're supposed to wear underwear?
What are you going to try on underwear? Open up a box of Hanes.
They won't let you do that.
That's
you
no
open
go.
It up, you bought it.
100%.
Unless you want to shoplift it, which a lot of people just do anyway.
I think Jeremy Rutherford told us in Denver that he bought some underwear that didn't fit, and he just returned to the Target.
Oh, yeah.
You can pretty much return anything Target. So creepy. Just shut them up. There are not things that you should be saying on the radio. Of course, Iggy's into voyeur videos. He'd be in the Sunflower Batch burial videos, too, if you can find them on Pornhub.
Well, there's a site called voyeurweb.com. I mean, it's a site. I mean, I'm not taking the videos. I'm not sneaking up on women and taking videos.
Oh, don't you think you're feeding into this illegal activity?
No, because I don't think it's illegal. I think it's all staged.
If it's all staged, then it's fine. Yeah, but that's I hope it's all staged. The Czechoslovakia ones. So I guess these are what, from the 60s?
No, it's from Slovakian beach.
A Slovakian beach.
Yeah.
So in Slovenia, they're doing this.
I don't know where it's
guys, he said Yugoslavia. I want to repeat. He said Yugoslavia. It's from Ricky Rapace.
Yeah, well, go ahead and put it on the autograph thread.
No, I don't think it's a mispronunciation. It's just a misrepresentation of the country.
He said Yugoslavia.
That's the name of the country. Formerly.
The former country.
Well, I don't know where it's from.
Okay.
Doug, what countries are now Yugoslavia?
I was on Voyeurweb.
Is that Bosnia, Herzegovina?
Both of them, yeah.
And that is illegal.
What?
Voyeurweb, because I was at Hollower Beach, and my brother-in-law, I told the story again, so go ahead and text in 1,000 times.
Guaranteed.
I was at Hollower Beach with some friends from New Jersey.
little north of Miami.
They came down, and we came. They were going to be in Miami, and I was, I think I was down there for spring training. But I said, yeah, I'll meet you at Hollover Beach. And we were just hanging out, you know, having sandwiches. We had a cooler beer just sitting there. And about a month later, my brother-in-law called me and goes, you been on Voyeur Web lately? I go, no. You know you're on there? I go, no. He goes, yeah, Hollover Beach.
Naked?
Yeah, we're all sitting there.
You were sitting there naked, eating sandwiches.
Somebody just filmed it and put it on Voyeur Web.
Were you the only one?
Now, that's
naked?
Against the law, but people subscribe to it and watch it. It's been up for 30 years.
Now, wouldn't that be considered revenge porn?
Probably.
Unless that's a felony.
If you don't know the person, if you're just out at a beach taking pictures and putting them on Voyeur Web.
Doug, you want to know what Yugoslavia now makes up?
Yeah.
You want to take a guess? You say you got Bosnia and Herzegovina. We'll say there is six countries.
I'll say Uzbekistan.
Nope.
Is Montenegro one of them?
Yes.
Okay.
Fun with geography.
And
Libya.
Nope.
No, Libya.
That's in the Middle East.
Serbia.
Yes. Good job, KG. We got three.
All you guys on Google. Okay. Acting like
Can
you're
we
smart.
Have initials? Initials of the other one?
C.
Croatia?
Bingo.
No.
S.
S.
Serbia.
No.
We said that.
Slovakia.
Already.
Yes. No. I'm sorry.
Slovenia.
Bingo. That's one KG.
Gosh.
One more country to go.
Letter?
You won't get it. M.
M.
They beat the northern part of this country, beat Italy to the, a couple years ago.
Second
to,
letter, please.
To get into the World Cup. A.
Third
Macedonia.
Letter,
bingo.
Macedonia.
KG in O-Town. Oh, Mr. Geography
you
back
You can tell
there.
He was a teacher.
Yeah, you can tell he's got the Google open up back there.
False.
Oh, wow. An accusation has been made.
Some people do know some things.
I won the geography B in, like, fourth grade.
Really?
And the spelling bee. It was a big day for me. And the science fair.
Capital of Pennsylvania.
Harrisburg.
This guy. Can't get one past him.
Here's a good one.
The UK, United Kingdom. Great respect.
There are
people call it Britain. They call it Great Britain. They call it. They used to call it England, different parts.
What do you mean? God, you are the dumbest person that's ever been a president, ever.
The one now is takes
yeah. Oh, yeah, it's close. One and one A.
What was it, Doug? What were you saying?
There is a... Two states, the largest city in their state, happens to have the same name in these two states, and it's not the capital.
New York City?
No.
Hold on. Say it one more time.
There are two states that have its largest cities share the same name, but they're not the state
Portland.
Capital. Yes, that's it.
Portland, Oregon, and Portland, Maine. The capital of Oregon is Salem. The capital of Maine is Augusta.
That's correct.
Yes.
Augusta. That's a tough one for people.
Wow. I feel so vindicated.
It's a nice little trivia question.
It is. Yeah. There's only two state capitals that rhyme. Can you name them?
That rhyme with each other?
Yes. One's in the south, one's in the northeast.
Oh, is it?
That's the only hint I'll give you.
Atlanta?
No.
Jackson,
what's Atlanta rhyme with?
I was just trying to think.
Is it supposed to rhyme with the state?
No, it's supposed to the capital cities rhyme. There's only two that rhyme.
Tallahassee?
No, sir.
Columbia?
You're going to be upset when you hear the answer.
Austin and Boston.
Austin and Boston is correct.
Okay.
Austin and Boston.
That's Google nice. Again. Gosh, this guy's good.
Yeah, to be fair, KJ, it's tough. I believe you 100% because I'm back there all the time. But you're not on camera. It's tough. You got to kind of prove yourself. Nope, not reading that one. Will the mention of Montenegro lead to Iggy Susan Ansbach's story? She was in the name of the movie.
Yeah, she was with Ken Norton, I believe. I think Ken Norton had the lead.
The boxer?
Yeah.
Well, there's that.
Yeah.
Ken Norton was in the Susan Ansbach movie.
She was also in Played Against Sam, which was a very underrated Woody Allen flick, which is one of my favorites, actually.
Wasn't you don't hear much from him anymore, really.
Well, not since that documentary came out from his son.
No.
Yeah, where he was fooling around with his niece.
Su Jin.
Yeah. A little underage, perhaps.
Bobby Tejas sent in Boston and Austin. He said, I won and I would like credit. There you
go, get
Bobby
it.
Tejas.
No,
come
KJ,
on.
Don't tell
you
beating.
Probably Googled too.
Boy, there's a lot of text coming in. Send yours in, 314-881-TMA5. This is the Appliance Discounters, 8 o'clock hour here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Email in the morning after at insidestl.com for the design, air, heating, and cooling email of the day.
Is it wrapped up?
Buck Swope has 6 wins. We only have today's, Monday's, Tuesday's, and Wednesday's email today. So
we're
theoretically.
Off Monday.
Oh, you're right. Yeah.
Oh.
There's only three more emails of the day left, so Buck Swope has clinched the month of May. Shout out to Buck Swope.
With what a nice little email.
Nice little email.
Saw Swope last night, and he was excited about maybe being a listener of the month.
Yeah, there's a chance, you know. He's certainly in the running. He almost always is in the running, and especially in the month of May where you have the Dotem, where he is always out there.
He's omnipresent.
Yes, with his camera. And he's also working on that that breakdown of 40 and Big Bend,
right.
Our little perspective piece there.
Save Tower T.
Can you share things from the fan page?
I doubt it, no.
Okay. I just haven't seen any pictures from the TMA Live or the Dotem.
Oh, yeah, they're all up on the TMA fan page.
Yeah, I'm not on the fan page. I'm asking if
Buck could probably email them to you.
Just get on the fan page and look at the pictures.
If somebody could share them to my page.
Why don't you just get on the fan page and look at the pictures?
No interest.
Well, you have interest in the pictures.
The pictures, not the page.
That's what the page is for.
But I would have to get on there to do it. I'm not getting back on there.
You don't have to read anyone's comments or anything.
No, I don't care. I'm not getting back on there. I would still get the notifications.
Well, then you won't get the pictures.
I guess not.
Hey, guys, when is Tim back again? Thanks. It's from Big Tough. Tuesday. We'll all be back on Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Yeah, we're off Monday. Obviously, federal holiday. We'll be back Tuesday. Hey, guys, what does DOTEM stand for? Oh, it's not an acronym. It's kind of cool that there's people out there who, like, just started listening and don't know who Dotem is. Deke Dotem, famous emailer who Doug banished for a period of time.
Ryan Kelly. Definitely.
Yeah. No. And so that was the name of the tournament, the Dotem Open, free Dotem Open.
It came from Mike Lee trying to pronounce something, and it came out as, Deke Dotem. And
I think he was saying, don't know him.
Don't know him, I thought was.
Yeah, but he sounded Dotem. Like Deke Dotem. And then, of course, that name was run for. And there's always talk of butt froze.
Oh,
there it
is. Wow.
I was at the airport Wednesday night picking up my son Greg in that wonderful Southwest terminal.
I actually have a story about this.
And as he starts to get in the car, rolled the window down to say hi, and some stranger peeked his head in the window and said, "Free Dotem." You sack ass!
Can't go anywhere in this town, Doug.
Gosh, it's disappointing.
I actually have a little bit of a story here. This is from KSDK.com about Lambert Airport, written by Lee Schoenig, someone I went to college with. Very good person who I went to college with.
Lee Schoenig.
Elise Schoenig.
Schoenig.
She wrote this article. An agreement has been reached, but a project would bring Southwest Airlines into Terminal 1 and redo the terminal altogether as a master plan for new Lambert Airport as the terminal receives FAA approval. The U.S. Federal Aviation Administration has approved a master plan that could reconfigure St. Louis Lambert International Airport. The plan for the airport runs through 2040 and would include a massive project.
Through 2040?
You'll still be taking flights in 2040.
Does it take 17 years to redo the airport?
No, the plan, it runs through 2040. I don't know when all that means, but it would include a massive project to reconfigure the facility with a new single terminal instead of two, according to the St. Louis Business Journal. An agreement has been reached, but the project would bring Southwest Airlines into Terminal 1. Lambert director Rhonda Hamm-Niebruge?
They're making it smaller.
Said that there are active conversations about how to use Terminal 2. It's much more efficient to have a single terminal, especially for people that aren't from St. Louis. It's very easy to understand one terminal versus the two separate.
Well, probably
I'm getting
true.
A few more hubs in here.
Yeah, that airport is going to get smaller. Why don't they just hire actors and shove people in there all day and make it look like it's like
bulldoze
functioning?
The thing and start over somewhere way out of town with unlimited room and just start over.
Use the Rams money on this. I'm telling you, it's the only way that Rams money will be worth it. It to shove it into
build another trolley.
I tell you, depending where you're going, like Vegas, Orlando, some of those, Nashville, use Allegiant.
Oh yeah,
out of Belleville.
Yeah, Spirit.
There's not many flights though.
No, but I'm saying
you can get
if
very
you're
cheap.
Going to the certain cities, and the parking is right there. They have security guards walking the parking lot at night, so your cars are safe. The parking lot's right there. You park and you walk into the airport. There's only, I think, two gates. Very simple, cheap.
Yeah.
Nice way to fly.
There's just not many
options. No, there's not
options.
A lot.
But if it's going to your city, it's a fantastic deal.
Guys, it'll be larger by 20 gates. It's from the Veiled Prophet.
Oh, okay.
Then we got this plan. We'll add 12 gates to the airport. So
do we need more gates? You walk through there now. There's no one using any of the gates.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, is it the cat
or... need more flights, it seems like.
It's like the chicken and egg. Like, you need more tourism here. Do you make the better airport, or do you make something that people want to come to, and then you...
People I would like a better
You don't tour someplace because of the airport. You're just inconvenienced by the airport when you tour someplace.
Yeah.
Remember, a lot of the airliners used to be in there, Frontier, Ozark Airlines.
TWA.
TWA.
It was a hub. Blame Carl Icahn. He did all this. It's all Carl Icahn.
If you're going to put an airport 30 minutes, 20 minutes away from the city, do what Denver did. I mean, Denver's airport is literally in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, it's so far away from Denver.
But you can literally take that metro and you can go right there. I mean, you're literally right at Union Station downtown.
Carl Icahn probably did more damage to this city than Stan Kroenke.
Oh, wow. Take.
The TWA thing?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
That was probably more hurtful than what Kroenke did.
Guys, the folks out in MoFa would rather die than drive an hour all the way out to Scott Air Force Base. That's from Suckboy Tony of Soulard.
That's close to where Allegiant is.
Yeah, you people aren't driving anyway.
Terminal 2 will be used for a trolley station. That's from the 314.
Oh, gosh. I always like it when I'm in Terminal 2 and not in the main terminal.
Yeah. So the Southwest Terminal you like?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's more action going on.
It's just right in your face. It's just easier.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a Terminal 2 guy. I always fly Southwest, though. Almost always. Yeah. But it's about the only place you can fly out of.
Right.
Flying to Newark a lot. That's about the only time I fly to go see family out in Jersey. But now that Newark flight is, I think they're United.
I always stay there when I go to New York. I stay at the Radisson at the New York.
At the Newark
Airport.
How often are you going to New York?
Well, when I do, that's when I do. And then you just take the subway into New York.
How often are you doing that?
When I was dating Cardin team.
Oh, so this is going back 30 years.
And the Helmsley days, right?
But I'm still, when I think in the 5 years I was in Bermuda, I probably went to New York about 20 times.
What hotel did you stay at during your magical evening with the Queen of Mean?
Probably your own, right?
At the Sonesta.
It was a road game for Leona.
She stayed there.
Right. And then you tried going to New York and were barred?
Yeah.
That's a shame.
No one barred. She just disowned me.
That's kind of the same thing. Well.
I lived in Denver Plaza. You do not want an airport that far away. That's from the 314.
I get it. It's not convenient. But I'm saying if you do, which we do have one that is far from the city.
Yeah, but it's a lot closer than Denver's.
A lot closer. But I don't like the – it's really packed and tight driving. You can't park anywhere.
Unless
you go to the satellite lot, you have to drive around like you're it's a conveyor belt.
It's an absolute mess.
It's a nightmare.
Complete, absolute mess.
So if you can fix that, then you don't need to do anything else. But just fix the complete inconvenience of an airport that is, a third full, maybe 20% of the
I've been to that airport 5,000 times. I still don't know where I'm going.
Yep.
I'm still not sure where to turn.
How about running through the Charlotte airport?
Oh, God.
but you go to a lot of these other airports and you go, holy smokes, look how nice this is.
Minnesota has the nicest one. Minneapolis, St. Paul is gorgeous. It's so easy to get through. I'm a fan of that one.
Doug, Mount Rushmore of airports.
Atlanta, it sucks.
It's too busy.
Way too busy. Yeah. Fort Lauderdale, the one we take, I think that one's kind of nice.
RSW, if you're going Southwest Florida, that's where I would always fly into for FGCU.
Yeah.
Campus about 10
minutes. I just think of anywhere but here. I hate to be so negative, but I get so depressed whenever I go to our airport to think how bad this is compared to the other major cities. I mean, it's a mess. It really is a disaster.
Net increase of 8 to 62 total gates from the 314.
But what's the point? I think Doug's right. Like, we don't need to make it look like it's bigger. We need to make it look like it's busier. Like,
I guess.
But do need a bigger airport if you want it to be busier.
You should put some restaurants in there.
Yeah, but
if you're going to plan for the future.
Build it and they will come. That's like building a football stadium and hope the NFL ain't going to pass to where we get another one.
Went
like,
well for St. Louis.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I don't know if that.
What if you spend a couple billion on an airport to make it smaller? And then 10 years down the road, you find you need a much bigger airport. Then
you've
kind of wasted
billion.
What you've done.
$2 billion to make it smaller. What the hell you got to do? You just got to tear down. Tearing down is better than building up.
It'll be $1 billion to redo that airport.
I think it make it more efficient. I don't think you need 12 extra gates. They're going to be sitting dormant. Because nobody goes
to me, it's the traffic flow in and out that's such a disaster.
Doug, what happens if you're trying to pick somebody up and they're not ready?
They'll scrimmages.
Then you have to
go
around.
They got people out there. Two, three of them sometimes, right up in your car. You've been here 8 seconds. Move it. And then there's a backlog of cars that's 200 cars deep trying to get in.
There are free satellite lots that I sometimes utilize if you're not perfectly timed. They're still getting luggage. But it's so windy because these are right by, like, the top, like, I mean, you can see plane taking off. It is so ungodly windy in those areas. Like, you cannot even open your door on those satellite lots. But those are, that's free parking that you can wait for your guest.
Cell phone lots, yeah.
Yeah.
There might not be a bigger task to ask a friend than to pick them up from the airport. That might be like, that's like building them a fence almost.
But it's such a big thing because you don't have to spend the money to park there.
Oh, yeah, it's huge. It's huge for the person being picked up. But yeah. If you're, and it's only in the Southwest terminal I've seen it, because the other one, they kind of let you. You have a little more free reign to kind of hang around.
Yeah.
But if you're in the Southwest terminal and you're picking someone up and they're not sitting on the curb with their bags ready to fire them into the car, you will get screamed
at. You'll get hollered at. Sure you will.
Yeah. The signage at Lambert is horrendous. If you're not already familiar with the layout, you have no idea where to go and can get stuck in an endless loop. It's from Saucy Jack.
And when you pull in, it says Terminal 1 this way, Terminal 2 that way, and it doesn't list the airlines. You don't know.
Yeah. It should just say Southwest because the Terminal Southwest 2 is just Southwest.
And Lufthansa. I did see that. But I saw that sign well after you already had to make the turn.
Right. It's because we have one or two flights a day to out of with Lufthansa.
I guess. But put that sign where you have to make the turn to determine what terminal you're going to. How hard is that?
Yeah. Read the damn article, Plowsy. They expect air travel to increase by 34% out of St. Louis over the next 10 years.
Yeah, but those stats can't be real.
Well, they
can't be real. Like, how is that even possible? Like,
they bought up half of Bridgeton about 20, 25 years ago. Bought those houses and tore it down, then built giant runways that they never needed.
But my point is, if you don't add more stops and flights to Lambert, making it bigger and putting nicer trash cans and updating the bathrooms is not going to increase attendance by 30%. It just nobody in Baltimore going, man, I heard they just redid Lambert, so let's finally do that St. Louis weekend.
Yeah. What about all the Brits?
No, that's not going to happen.
They will, since the Rams played the game.
You can flub numbers all day. I mean, police commissioners do that all the time. The Wire.
Did Kevin Demoff really say that even though we're losing a home game that brings a lot of money for the city, that the tourism will make up for that?
Absolutely. Well, I'm not sure he used the word make up for it, but he said it would... in so many words, inspire a lot of people in England to come to St. Louis.
Oh, my God. I can't imagine.
Yeah. You think we got one? You think even one person said, I got to check out this St. Louis place? I just watched a football game.
After they got throttled like 49-7 by the Patriots.
It's like if you watch...
Stan Kroenke should be arrested.
Yes, I agree. But if you watch a Premier League soccer game, you don't instantly think, my God, I got to get to Dusseldorf.
Dusseldorf's in Germany.
Yeah.
Premier League's in England.
Okay.
You're talking Bundesliga.
Second Bundesliga.
Second Bundesliga.
Yeah, that is
Bundesliga second. Would be a German. But, I mean, I watch like soccer. I want to go to England for a lot of reasons, one of which being soccer. I don't think people are like, oh, they might watch a football game and say, hey, I'd like to go to America, but not St. Louis.
No. I'm sure there's a lot of foreigners who think if they go to New York, Disney World, and Los Angeles, they've seen the United States. That's about all you need to see.
Pretty good slice. I mean, you're not going to see, like...
We don't see real Americana. Like,
you're not going to see flyover land.
Rural urban area, you know, the rural areas there. Are...
Yeah.
But Disney World's fun.
Yeah.
And cheap.
That's where you'd want to go. Yeah, very expensive. They almost pay you to go.
It's very easy to get on rides, yeah. You don't have to wait 3 hours.
Oh, God.
Before we take a break, can I wish Justin a happy birthday?
Hey, baby, it's just as much your show as it is all of ours.
Yeah, happy birthday, Justin, and congratulations getting into dental school.
Justin who? Who's
this
Justin?
Feels like a payola to where you guys got demo $50 for this.
Don't know. I just got a text.
Who is Justin?
I don't know.
Well, why would you read that then?
The grin on his face.
He's a fan.
You got a text from who?
He's a fan of the show and wanted to...
He lit the dynamite and threw it on the table.
Dylan, our salesperson, said he's a big fan of the show. Can you wish him a happy birthday and congratulate him for getting into dental school? So, Justin...
Mazel tov, Justin.
Happy
congrats,
birthday.
Justin.
Happy birthday and congrats.
You going to get free dental work out of this?
No, I'm just doing a favor for
a
friend.
You got a cavity or something?
Just doing a favor for a friend.
Okay.
All right,
got nothing out of it.
No, all right.
Except for it made Justin feel good, so it makes me feel good.
Okay.
Did my good deed for the day.
Altruistic. STL has some of the highest takeoff and landing fees in the country. We need to lower those in order to attract more flights. The city raised the rates to make up for lost flights, which made airlines cancel more routes.
Trying
dumb.
To get us out of dental, out of airport talk. But
yeah, if you don't, you know.
We'd rather do dental school talk?
No, I just...
Whatever topic you would like to talk about, please feel free to
All right,
interject.
Break.
All right, Higgy wants a break. That's exactly.
You need a cigarette. That's why you need a cigarette.
No, I'm just.
You have a nicotine craving.
No, you just want to stretch the legs. Don't you ever get tired if you sit here for an hour and 15 minutes without moving?
Well, but it's our
I
job.
Feel like we should
it's
do it.
Yes, but it's also 12 after.
Is it? Oh, it's 9:14 in St. Louis. Yeah, let's take a break. That's going to close out the appliance discounters 8 o'clock hour. I'm going to talk a little Heat and Celtics in the next segment. I don't know. It might just be for a minute. I don't know. I just got to get some takes off my chest. This is the Ryan Kelly Morning After Live from the Michelob Ultra Studios.